A Daily Rate by Grace Livingston Hill. 1. The world would not have looked quite so dreary to her, perhaps, if it had not been her birthday. Somehow, one persists in expecting something unusual to happen on a birthday, no matter how many times one has had nothing but disappointment. Not that Celia Murray was really expecting anything, even a letter, on this birthday, though she did stand shivering in the half-light of the dim, forlorn front room that served as a parlor for Mrs. Morris's boarding house, watching for the postman to reach their door. She did it merely because she wished to be near, to get the letter at once, provided there was a letter, and not that she really hoped for one. It was Saturday evening, and the close of a half-holiday in the store in which she usually stood all day long as saleswoman. The unusual half-day off was on account of some parade in the city. Celia had not spent her afternoon at the parade. Instead, she had been in her small, cold back bedroom on the third story, attending to various worn garments which needed mending. They had been spread out on the bed in a row, and she had gone steadily down the line, putting a few stitches here, a button there, and setting in a patch in another, counting every minute of daylight, hoping to finish her work before it faded, for the gas in her room was dim, the burner being old and worn out. She tried to be cheerful over the work. She called it her dress parade. She knew it was the best way in which to accomplish as much as she wished to do. And now it was 6 o'clock, and she had turned down the wretched flickering light in her room and descended to the parlor to watch for the postman. He was late tonight, probably on account of the parade. She leaned her forehead against the cold glass and looked out into the misty...